It is not.
Good morning, Brent.
Yes.
This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Great.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. The reason for my call, in your client dashboard, you know, when you're looking through your reporting
right
app, sometimes there's these pop-ups that'll show up that'll ask if you want information on Yelp ads or pay-per-lead. And sometimes if you're trying to exit out of that box, it usually will send a message to us that you're requesting that information. And so it's my job to follow up to see if that was maybe clicked by accident or if you were wanting information on those programs.
Well, the question, I don't know. Yelp's never helped me out much.
Okay. So you've tried that in the past?
Yeah. Yeah. Three or four times they keep giving helping out some way and they... It does more cost more money than it does just hand generation.
Okay. So let me notate that just so that way, you know, our team knows about that. Yeah. How long ago do you remember when you last ran them?
It's probably a year ago, maybe 6 months, a year or so.
Okay.
I said I'd go and then I just cancel it. I go then cancel and go then cancel.
Uh-huh.
I'll send me about 10 or 12 leads up there, none of them are developed anything.
Oh, okay. And you respond pretty quickly on the messaging, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because I know typically that's how they
come
through.
Yes.
Yeah, because I know that that's a really big deal in responding to those messages because it'll hurt your ranking, right?
Yeah, if you an email or something that comes up and I respond the next day.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, you know, because we recently partnered up with Yelp. And, you know, Brent, the difference, like, when you're running them as opposed to when it's, like, you know, us managing them for you, right? There's these enhancements on that page, okay?
Yeah, then I'm only open, like, say, from 7 to 4, Monday through Thursday.
Yeah, and you can do a lot more enhancements.
I mean, that's my
correct
problem, like, come up with, you know.
Oh, okay.
Everybody
wants it
on weekends
like
or after hours, it seems like.
Yeah, were a lot of them like spams that you were getting, like spam messages?
Like could have been.
Oh, okay. 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 Now there was also, you had also clicked on Google Guaranteed. Well, Google Guaranteed, what it is, it's a pay-per-lead program that Google created where the lead is actually going to come to you in the form of a phone call. You're just not sharing it with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's only sent to you. For that program, which I'm actually looking up right now, there are requirements, okay? They do require for you to have at least 5 Google reviews on your Google business profile. They do require as well to run a background check because they want to make sure that you don't have any felonies in the last 7 years. And it looks like they're also requiring for you to carry $100,000 in general liability insurance. Do you carry that already?
Only 1 million. I don't carry that much. Only 1 million.
Oh, 1 million? Okay.
Yeah, that's all
so you
all
carry 1 million. Yeah, usually, you know, people carry more than what's required. You know, that's what I found.
That's just not enough, you know.
Yeah, no, exactly. I know. Yeah. I've never run across anyone that said, oh, I have less than what's required, so that's why I kind of chuckle about it because it's always everybody has more. Now I'm just taking a quick look at just to make sure they don't require licensing either. They don't ask
I've
for
got
that.
I've got all that good stuff.
But you have that, right? If I'm not
mistaken,
I'm
licensed and bonded and all that good stuff.
Beautiful. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let me tell you how this program works because you qualify for it. So basically, there's a
35 years. I'm an old man.
Oh, you're not old. Come on.
My kids are probably older than you are, as old as you are.
No way. I'm going to be 54. I'm going to be 53. I'm over here adding another year to myself.
No, I'm 70. My kids are 49, 48. you know. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, then I'm older than your kids. What are you talking about?
Just barely.
Well, let me tell you, you don't sound your age, you know. But then, again, what does it sound like to be that age, you know? My mom says, I'm still young at heart. That's all that matters.
I'm not that anymore.
Oh, well, there is a one-time for this program, just so you know, there is a one-time $250 application fee, okay? What we do is we send you this application and you fill it out, submit it. We push it through to Google to get it approved. It takes about 4 to 8 weeks. However, once you get approved, Brent, we let you know because we want to activate the leads within 3 days, okay? Now, when we activate the leads, it's a minimum monthly budget of $260. This will give you up to 13 leads in the month. So your leads are actually $20 a lead. So when that call comes through, it's going to deduct it from the budget. Now the kicker on it is, let's say that someone called you, I don't know, to replace a water heater. Well, that's completely outside of your services. Google has to credit that lead right back to you because it's considered unqualified. Okay. If someone is calling outside of the area that you service, and as long as you don't accept that job, it's an unqualified lead that would be credited back. If someone is calling to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, that is an unqualified lead that would be credited back. What they would consider a qualified lead is if you talked about pricing over the phone, right? Like you gave them an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, then that's considered a qualified lead. You don't have to call to be disputing them because Google will assign a special tracking number that is going to be linked to your phone. Now, they have an AI system set up that will identify what's qualified and what's not. However, here at Local Splash, we're also going to be managing it. So if we saw that one slip through the cracks, we're going to dispute it with Google immediately on your behalf. Okay? If you only received one lead in the month, what is left over from that budget is going to carry over to the next month. So now what that means is that the following month, you're only going to pay $20 for the lead that you received the month before because it rolls over. Does that make sense?
Right.
And you can pause those leads anytime you need to and for as long as you need to. If you're going on vacation or you're just bombarded with a lot of work and you need it off for a few days or a few weeks, you call us and you say, shut them off, and we shut them off. We don't turn them back on until you call us back to turn them back on, okay? So that's how that program works. And in fact, if I'm not mistaken, I believe you have like 107 reviews, right, on your Google Business profile that I'm looking at now.
Probably
so,
more
Brent,
than that, yeah, probably.
Those same reviews are going to show up on your Google Guaranteed profile. Those same reviews will show up, even though it's two separate programs, but those same reviews are going to show up on your Google Business profile.
I used to AdWords quite a bit, but got where I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to tell you this. Google Guaranteed, in my opinion, is way better than Google Ads. It's one of Google's better products. And honestly, I would recommend it before I would even recommend you doing the Google Ads. Google Ads, they work great, but you've got to really allocate a lot of money to that. Only because the Google Ads are like, you can get a bunch of clicks and not enough conversions. And you do a lot
right.
of vehicle lockouts too, right? I noticed.
Not much anymore. Not much anymore.
Not much anymore. But, I mean, you're open to doing vehicle
lockouts. That's all I'm doing is lost car keys mostly now.
Okay. But would you be open to any
right
vehicle lockouts? Because I know with Google Guaranteed, they do want you to be open to that, to a vehicle lockout.
Well, I don't. Well, it depends on where it's at. It's the biggest issue.
Yeah.
It's not worth going to Springfield or somewhere.
No, 50 miles away
to do those.
Absolutely. Now, here's the thing. With Google Guaranteed, you could be very selective with the ones that you do, like the areas that you want to target. You could be super selective. But I know that they at least want you to be open to doing some vehicle lockouts.
I mean, I don't want to do them in my city. That's about as far as I'm interested in going, really.
Yeah.
Not much further.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, if it's I'm not interested in spending a bunch of money when I've got to drive 100 miles to get there or 50 miles.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know,
I mean, just gas alone, right?
I mean, my 20 miles is my limit pretty much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's where you could limit your areas. I don't know. What do you think about it? About this program?
It sounds good. I don't know. It does sound good. I don't know. I'm just kind of, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm just trying to figure out some way to get more businesses on how to go about it. Well, this last 2 weeks, I sent home for 2 weeks in a row there. Probably the other day.
Wow.
I was shocked. Very shocked.
Yeah.
I mean,
everyone's locking themselves out, or they lost their keys or something, right?
Well, I've got 10. I'm sitting in the hospital today, and I got 10 calls waiting on me.
No way.
And I'm sitting there saying, okay, what am I going to do now?
You're at the hospital. Are you okay?
No, my wife got cancer.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I got very active business today and tomorrow both. Have documents today and tomorrow both.
Yeah. Could I ask you for her name?
All these
I would love to add her to my prayer request list. Could I ask you for her name, Brett?
R-E-G.
So I can keep her. R-E-G?
R-E-G-A-N-I-A. Regina.
Okay. Regina. I'm going to add her to my prayer list at church, if you don't mind.
Okay.
I'd like to pray for
fine.
Her. Yeah.
That'd be very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know what we're dealing with quite yet. It's some kind of rare something. Radiation don't work and chemo don't work, and it's just there. They say slow growing, though.
Okay, well, you know what? We're going to pray for a miracle, you know?
So we're talking that we're probably going to go somewhere in St. Louis and have it cut out and hope that.
See, like a specialist? Yeah. Maybe kind of shrink it up a little bit. Yeah.
We're hoping they said it won't ever stop, apparently.
Uh-huh.
No idea how long she's had or anything else about it. You know, it's really weird.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're going to definitely keep her in prayer. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Pet test today, and then we're going to see the doctor again tomorrow and see what they come up with.
I'm very familiar with all that.
Then we know where we're going tomorrow. Yeah, we don't know where we're going today.
A lot of doctor's appointments, a lot of blood work, a lot of tests, I'm very familiar.
And it doesn't show up in a blood test.
Yeah, and a lot of them
not,
don't.
Did not, it did, yeah, it did not show up there. You know, it didn't. She's having with back pain. We call it appendicitis. We didn't get her appendix taken out, and we turned out with this.
Oh, wow.
It's really weird.
Well, thank God that they caught it, and let's pray that they caught it earlier enough, right?
No, we don't know if they caught it or not, but whatever.
Well, we're going to definitely stay positive, right? You have a good attitude about it.
All right. Yeah, I just have no idea how long she even had it. It could be years.
Yeah.
So they don't know. You know, they were just talking last year. She had back pain and all. They gave her muscle relaxers. Thought that, and said, well, it could have been then. You know?
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, only God knows, right?
Yeah. It's just something really, 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 really weird. Really rare. No cure for it. No nothing. Just wait in.
Well, we're going to pray that she wakes up one day and it's gone, right?
So we're kind of waiting to see what this is going to cost us.
Yeah, I hear you.
We can't imagine. We've already spent something. I don't know. I think the insurance claims are well over $50,000 already. We're limited to about 3 weeks from now.
Yeah, it gets pretty expensive.
Yeah,
with my husband, the bills racked up.
Yeah, so this time I'm trying to figure out what we're going to
do. In prayer.
So that's kind of why I'm reluctant to do too much.
Yeah.
At the moment.
No, I understand. You know, Brent, I'll text you my contact info here at Local Splash.
Okay. All right.
And if it's ever something you're interested in, you got a lot going on right now.
I am. Give me a month or so to do some, see what this might develop into.
Give me a call. Yeah, give me a call. You know, right now, wife's a priority. Okay.
Yeah, that's where we're at the moment. That's why we kind of set everything down at the moment for that particular problem.
Okay, well, I'll definitely keep her and also you in my prayers and just hang in there, okay?
I appreciate you
taking the time to speak with me, but listen, tend to the wife, and then we'll talk to you, you know, later on down the road, okay?
Yeah, it was pretty shocking to us. We're still kind of in shock.
Kind of in shock, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hang in there, okay?
All right, thank you. All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.